City Council, regular meeting, February 13th, 2020.
The regular council meeting of February 13th, 2020 will now come to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Here.
Mr. Bishop.
Here.
Mr. Davidson.
Here.
Mr. Haynes.
Here.
Mr. Walker.
Here.
Mr. Whedon.
Here.
You have a quorum?
Thank you. Please stand for the invocation to be given by Corps Sergeant Major Dave Blackada and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Shall we pray? Gracious Father, we're so thankful for allowing us to meet like this. We thank you, Lord, for the good work the city crews are doing in keeping the streets pretty well open. We thank you, God, be with them as they continue to do this good job. And we thank you, Lord, for the dedicated people we have here at Kodiak, City Council, the mayor, and the staff. We thank you, Lord. We're really blessed. We thank you for your goodness, and we pray that your continued protection on people in the city as we have this snow and ice situation. We thank you in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have before us the minutes of the January 23rd, 2020 regular meeting. Are there any additions or corrections?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Whedon. Move to approve the minutes of January 23rd, 2020 regular council meeting.
Second.
I'm looking. Could you call the roll, please? I'm missing that page.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The first item under persons to be heard is public comments. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If there is anyone in the audience who wishes to address the council, please come forward, sign in, and state your name. And for those listening online, the phones are not working right now, so you will not be able to call in this evening. Just push the button at the base there.
On the bottom?
Yeah, there you go.
So now?
That's perfect.
Yeah, you know, before I start, I'd like to
say something. Could you just say your name for the record, please?
What was that?
Could you just announce your name for the record, please?
Oh, my name is Lawrence Anderson.
Thank you.
I'm on the board of directors for the city council. I'm up here to give you our quarterly report so far. But anyway, before I start on that report, I do have something I would like to say to each and every one of you up there on the board. I want to thank you again for putting that beautiful park up out here. Every day I go by when I drive, I'm so proud of seeing that place for football. And everything, baseball up there, and the kids enjoying themselves, even the elders too. And that new building of a school we got there, I don't know how much I can thank you folks. I think of, geez, I wish I had that school here the day I was a little kid. Man, it'd be wonderful. It's just beautiful. They got a nice gym. We used to play grab ball or the outside of the school. The ball would take off that way, hit a rock, and finally, eventually, we got to play out at the base. At the base out, boy, we had a lot of fun out there. It was nice to play on a level floor. I'm telling you, it was really nice. And I really want to thank you both for getting all that wonderful stuff that's been done in this town. It's a place where I was born and raised. My grandchildren, they got to see it. I got to see it. And it's I just don't know how to explain. I'm just so proud of it. I really am. And I always will be. And thank you again. Like I say, I'm here to make our quarterly report to you. For the second quarter this fiscal year, we provided adult day to 21 Kodiak residents, 3,609 congregate meal for a total of 6,982 for the half year to 343 seniors. 1,474 home-delivered meals for a total of 3,018 for the year to 46 seniors. 3,805 handicap accessible rides to 56 seniors from CATS. 654 pieces of information and assistance to 150 seniors. 600 respite, 9 families, lifetime service to 37 seniors, and Shore to 15 seniors. All these home and community-based services are vital for seniors remaining in our own town, in our community. The 60 older population on Kodiak Island is growing at least 10% each year. And it's getting to be a lot more and more people. People are coming here too, that to retire, a lot of them. And that's because of that senior center that so many people help us with. And I got to thank you how much it means a lot for the people here that are elderly. Like I told you before, a lot of people, when they get home, I know I do it myself once in a while, you sit there, you get lonesome for your buddies that you grew up and they're not here no more. And you might want to find another friend. You go down to the community center. I don't go down there much. I spend more of my time with my wife home now, but I think of those things with my buddy all the time, and it's a good place to go to when you get to, like being right here at this meeting. It's good to be seeing all of you and talking to you and shaking your hands, and it makes you feel good to be around people instead of being treated like an old man. We like to be treated just like you are. We're no different. We're not little babies. Treat us like we used to be when we were a little younger. It makes you feel better. It makes you feel more important. And I'm telling you, it makes you feel real important. You know, I always wondered what it was like to be old. But it don't bother me anymore. I can sit and do what I want to at home. Get up and go do what I want to do. Nobody to boss me except one person. My wife is still there. I still can go. She's the boss of me. She always will. Anyway, I want to thank all of you, each and every city manager. Thank all of you. And God bless each and every one of you for doing a wonderful job. I know your job is not easy. It's tough, I know. And I hope you guys keep doing it. You're welcome.
Thank you
for the comments on the community and city. And also thank you for everything you do for the senior.
Thank you.
And God bless you, Orange.
You too, buddy.
All right, next on to unfinished business. And the first item under unfinished business, the second reading and public hearing for ordinance number 1392, authorizing a 25-year lease of certain real property in Trident Basin to Redemption Inc., DBA Island Air Service. May we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Island Air has leased 2 parcels of land at the Trident Basin Floatplane Facility since the summer of 2011. In November 2019, the city received a request to expand the lease agreement in connection with its merger of operations with Andrew Airways Incorporated. The proposed lease agreement includes 2 smaller parcels used for the placement of company aircraft fueling tanks. The larger parcels are approximately 2,500 square feet and 2,700 square feet and used for the company's flight crew and customers. This ordinance will authorize the 25-year lease with Redemption Incorporated, doing business as Island Air Service. Based on a recent appraisal completed by McSwain Associates, annual market rent is estimated to be $23,700, and the lease was constructed with that value, in addition to a 2% annual rent increase beginning July 1st, 2020. And each subsequent July 1st. City Council may adjust the annual rent every 5 years in accordance with Kodiak City Code 18.20.220. The current 20-year lease with Andrew Airways Incorporated is effective through December 31st, 2027. It started in 07 and will be rescinded if this ordinance is approved.
Thank you. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Bishop.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Move to adopt ordinance number 1392.
Second.
I'm closing the regular meeting and opening the public hearing on ordinance number 1392. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If anyone wishes to speak on this ordinance, please come forward and state your name. And again, the phones are not working, so unfortunately it has to be in person.
Hello, City Council members and Deputy Mayor. My name is Eric Howard, owner of Island Air Service. And I just want to take this time to thank Mike and Josie for all the work that they've done in getting these leases ready. Before all the tenants down there except for one were, the leases were no longer in effect, and by them putting all this work into getting our lease current, that'll give them a platform to be able to get all the other leases down there also current. And I think that by passing this, it's going to be good for all the rural residents of Kodiak. It's also going to help us to increase tourism in Kodiak. And I just want to say thank you, guys.
Eric, could you sign in, please? Certainly. Thank you. So there being no testimony, I'm now closing the public hearing and reopening the regular meeting. Is there any council discussion? Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. My question is, he says that the village do you plan a regular air service to the villages? Or when you made the mention of the villages, what does that encompass for the villages?
So I was mostly speaking to the rural residents that don't live in any of the villages. Most of our village flights all operate out of the state airport, though we do occasionally use float planes to help with the village traffic when our wheel planes are unable to make it in there. But I was mostly speaking to being able to serve the people that have remote cabins that are not located within any of the villages.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll? Thank you.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Mr. Belledo.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. Next, we move on to new business. So the first item under new business is resolution number 2020-06, adopting an alternative method for the FY 2020 shared business fisheries business tax program and certifying this allocation method fairly represents the distribution of significant effects of fisheries business activity in fisheries management area 113, the Kodiak area. May we please have a staff report?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. The State of Alaska Shared Fisheries Business Tax Program was created in 1990 to help municipalities impacted by the effects of the rapidly expanding offshore fish processing industry. A previously existing fish tax sharing program administered by the Department of Revenue shares back to municipalities half of the state fisheries business tax collected from fish processors operating inside municipal boundaries. The department's program extends tax sharing to include a sharing of fish taxes collected outside of municipal boundaries, primarily from floating processors. Under the alternative method, municipalities within the fishery management area agree on a distribution formula. The department only approves the use of a proposed alternative method if all the municipalities in the area agree to use the method, and if the method includes some measure of the relative effects of the fishing industry on the respective municipalities in the area. The proposed alternative method divides half of the funding available equally among all eligible municipalities. The other half would be divided within the area and is based on population. Each year, the City Council adopts a resolution to identify a method of payment of the shared fisheries taxes available to communities in the Kodiak Island area. Last year, this Council adopted resolution 2019-04, identifying the alternative allocation as the preferred method for shared fisheries business tax program. The municipalities located in this region's fishery management area include Akiak, Kodiak, Kodiak Island Borough, Larson Bay, Old Harbor, Yuzinki, and Fort Lyons. The total fiscal year 2020 program allocation to be shared within the management area 13 is estimated to be $426,267.13, compared to $254,478 in fiscal year 19. Kodiak's share for fiscal year 2020 is estimated to be $126,857.49. Resolution number 2020-06 adopts an alternative allocation method and certifies the allocation method fairly represents the distribution of significant effects of fisheries business activity in Fishery Management Area 13. This resolution adopts an alternative allocation from the long form, which was used in the past. The decision to use the shorter alternative form is agreed upon by the Kodiak Island Borough and other Kodiak local governments in the city each year by resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Bishop.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2020-06.
Second. Is there any council discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Mr. Belleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The next item under new business is resolution number 2020-07, appointing a member to the Kodiak Fisheries Development Association. Can we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. The city designated board seats on the Kodiak Fisheries Development Association are both vacant, and the city crab processor representative seat with a term to expire July 2022 has been vacant for a while. Mr. John Whedon submitted his application and staff recommends the council approve his appointment to the board by adopting this resolution. I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Mm-hmm. I move to adopt resolution 2020-07.
Second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? No. Mr. Davidson.
Like the city manager said that this vacant has been open for some time, and so I truly appreciate my fellow councilman Whedon for stepping forward to fill this, because it could turn out to be a very important position at some time down the road if some of the shares come up for sale. I appreciate you for the time that you put in and fisheries in general, but also for stepping forward for this one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, please call the roll.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
The third item under new business is resolution number 2020-08, rescinding resolution number 2012-05, and reestablishing standing and special roles of the council. May we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. The Council reviewed its special and standing rules at the January 25, 2020 planning work session and voiced a consensus to amend Section 8, City of Kodiak Membership Organization, by taking advantage of an affiliate membership to the National League of Cities through the Alaska Municipal League. Resolution number 2020-08 includes the changes discussed, and staff recommends the council adopt resolution number 2020-08. I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2020-08.
Second.
Is there any further council discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The fourth item under new business is approval of vertical bridge sublease to Selco Partnership, DBA Verizon Wireless. May we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Vertical Bridge S3 Assets, LLC, known as Vertical Bridge, is the city's current tenant at Pillar Mountain Communication Site Number 3 under a land lease agreement dated November 1st, 2019. Vertical Bridge has requested consent to sublease approximately 80 square feet of ground space in a 10-foot contiguous vertical envelope of space on the vertical bridge's tower to Selco Partnership, doing business as Verizon Wireless. Subleases require council authorization in accordance with Kodiak City Code 18.20.230, which specifies that no lessee may sublease lands or any part thereof leased from the city without prior written permission approved by the council and signed by the city manager. Subleases shall be in writing and be subject to the terms and conditions of the original lease. The attorney recommended the assignment be approved by a motion of the council.
Thank you. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Move to approve the virtual bridge sub-lease to Selco Partnership DBA Verizon Wireless and authorize the city manager to execute the documents on behalf of the city.
Second.
Is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The fifth item under new business is acceptance of the FY 2019 Comprehensive Annual Financial Report and Audit. May we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Each year, the City Council retains an independent accounting firm to perform an annual audit of the city's financial records and accounting practices. The City Charter and the City Code require the Council to accept the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. The audited Comprehensive Annual Financial Report was presented by Altman, Rogers & Company at the February 11th work session. Article 5, Section 21 of the City Charter requires the auditor to examine all funds of the city in accordance with auditing standards generally accepted in the United States of America. Once again, the city's audit firm has disclosed no significant findings or misstatements. The finance department maintains clear and consistent financial records, resulting in a highly performing audit. I would like to acknowledge the work of the finance department and the director in producing the comprehensive annual financial report for fiscal year 2019. Council typically accepts the report and results of the audit by motion.
Thank you. What's the council's pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Move to accept the city's fiscal year 2019 audited comprehensive annual financial report.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Mr. Walker.
Yes, you know, as usual, since Kelly's come on board, she brings such a professionalism, and her expertise is a big, big plus for the city of Kodiak, and we thank you much.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes, I mean, the one thing that came out of our audit is that the city runs a really tight financial ship, and we wrote our own, well, I should say we, I had nothing to do with it, but our own annual comprehensive report was something that he noted that not many municipalities do, that they audit. And I just have to say that the city's lucky and to have such a great staff there working on this.
And I had a couple comments, is that I echo what Mr. Haynes said, that our auditor with Altman Rogers, and it's Mr. Grant Todd who came down, was just effusive in his praise for our finance department, and specifically the work done by our finance director. And he went on to mention that there are few of any municipalities in the state that are able to produce such a comprehensive, well-documented report. Even added additional 30 pages of P&Ls for all the enterprise funds, and so that's just not done in other municipalities. So we're really, really appreciative of all the extra work. And I would note too that we're really excited that Mrs. Mays coming back, along with husband Chief Petty Officer Hayes, coming back from San Francisco to be here permanently, which is just a huge, huge addition and benefit for us. So just glad for that. All right, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The sixth item under new business is authorization of payment to Golden Alaska Excavating, LLC, for for equipment operator cost contracted work at snow dump. May we have a staff report, please?
Certainly. Thank you, Deputy Mayor. This winter, the snowfall has exceeded the capacity at the designed and designated snow dump site, and alternative sites have been needed. Last week, ADC Division of Water, Wastewater Discharge Authorization Program has granted the city a temporary disposal site off the harbor spit. The city of Kodiak hired Golden Alaska Excavating LLC to mobilize and operate a loader and a dozer at the city's snow dump off Pillar Mountain Road. Golden Alaska Excavating provided a loader, a dozer, and an operator. They were instructed to stack snow as high as their equipment could reach, as all of our equipment and personnel were very busy. The city does not own a dozer. During each budget cycle, Public Works has included funding to hire a contractor to stack snow at the designated site, and recent winters have not required the use of this account.
Thank you. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Wilkin.
Thank you. Move to authorize the payment of the equipment operator cost contracted work at the snow dump to Golden Alaska Excavation LLC in the amount of $36,050, with funds coming from General Fund Streets Equipment Realm.
Second. Thank you. Any discussion? Roll call, please call the roll.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. Next is staff reports, and first up is the manager's report.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. The city has received, signed, and submitted the State of Alaska Loan Agreement number 503031 for the wastewater treatment plant ultraviolet effluent disinfection facility. This is a $5,435,000 loan payable at 1.5% interest over 20 years. This project is required under a DEC permit mandate, and completion is required by June 2023. The project is to be advertised beginning next week. The city and the borough tsunami siren request for proposal is also advertising next week, with a mandatory pre-proposal meeting to be held in Kodiak on March 12th. Proposals are due by March 27th. And lastly, we all talk about the snow, and we still have a lot of snow to remove from the city streets, so please help out the city public work crews by moving vehicles so we can get this snow off the streets before it creates a tight restriction for vehicle traffic and emergency vehicles. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is the City Clerk's report.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. The city offices will be closed on Monday, February 17, in observance of President's Day. The Fire Station Steering Committee will meet at noon on Tuesday, February 25, in the City Conference Room. The council's next work session is scheduled on Tuesday, February 25 at 7:30 p.m. and the next regular meeting is scheduled on Thursday, February 27 at 7:30 p.m. here in the Assembly Chambers. Thank you.
Any questions for the board? Seeing none. So next agenda item is the mayor's comments, but the mayor is on her way to Madrid, so she's not able to make comments. So I'll leave my comments to the council comments. So next to council comments, and I'd like to begin with newest council member, Ms. Arboleda.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Good evening, everyone.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It feels great to be back. I still hear a baby ringing in my ears, so it's nice to actually hear adults talking. But it does feel great to be back. I have to write myself a note again because I still have mommy brain. It's difficult to leave my baby at home, of course, but I just want to thank everyone for their warm thoughts when we were away giving birth, and just your gifts and your warm thoughts, text messages, they're all great and awesome to read. So thank you. I've got a lot to catch up on, and I'm really excited to get the ball rolling on that, and that's all I have.
Thank you. Yeah, we missed you.
Thank you.
Mr. Walker.
Thank you. I'd like to say thanks to the city guy, everybody working over Public Works. I mean, I don't know how you guys do it. You go around town and all these cars and different vehicles and boats parked on the streets and trying to keep them cleared. It's crazy. But thank you a lot for the work you guys are doing. I know you guys are working a lot of hours and not getting much sleep, but wanted to go out there. And I wanted to thank Mike for all your hard work getting that paperwork signed for the loan for the ultraviolet is a big deal. And if everybody really knew how much that really takes, like I do, they'd give you some applause because it's not easy doing those, you know, state loans. But great to see that up and going, and we can move forward. We're looking at, you know, doing the upgrades to the sewer treatment plant down the road on top of that, and, you know, a lot of other projects that we have coming our way. And I just want to thank all of our employees with the city. They do a great job. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. So I'd like to encourage our citizens to clear their vehicles off of the state to up to the roads so that our public work crews can widen the streets and get that excess snow off of the hazardous directions. And also wanted to thank our finance manager and her staff for a Golden Star report again to pass the budget audit. Another thank you here somewhere, but I can't find it. But thanks to everybody on staff, and have a nice rest of February.
Thank you. Mr. Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Good evening, everybody. I don't have too much to say. We had a discussion about marijuana edibles on Tuesday, and what I'd like to express is that we did have some advocates that were for it, and we had some other advocates that were against lifting the ban. No matter what, I appreciate everyone that comes to make a public comment, pro or con. Your voice is ultimately what helps us do a better job for us to make a sound decision for the community. So thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I just wanted to remind everyone that you have to continue to constantly, steadily advocate for our ferry system. Throughout the entire legislative session, they're putting together their budget, and pretty much we have to keep on constant, steady pressure. And they do respond to personal, when you reach out to our legislators and to the governor's office too. And other than that, I just wanted to remind folks, Councilmember Walker mentioned, there's a lot of snow still out there on the streets, and it's resulted in some really narrow driving lanes. And I know anyone who's driven is aware of this, but I just want to remind everyone that, really take your time driving. A lot of times you have to even slow down and stop for people to make them go around if their car is parked on the other side of the road. And by 6 o'clock, it seems like it's time to put your lights on. I notice that folks are kind of a little bit late putting their lights on sometimes, and that's very helpful too. And also, watch for pedestrians. It's been really tough pedestrian, and the few people out there who need to walk from point A to point B, sometimes it's not very far, and it's like an African safari. You know, really keep an eye out for them, and try to give them a break when you can. And have a great rest of the February.
Thank you. I just had a couple of announcements. One is I just wanted to report on the Coast Guard Appreciation Dinner that was on Saturday night. It was very, very well attended. Lots of Coast Guard active duty and spouses, and a lot of folks from the community, and I think it was a really, really fine event. So we're just really grateful to appreciate our Coast Guard. I just wanted to make another quick mention of the finance department, and not to single any one department out, but I just truly say I'm really proud of that department, just for the high level of professionalism that's applied on a consistent basis, and for the for the folks who are listening possibly or read about it in the paper. You don't see the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes, but I would assure you that there's world-class performance in our finance department, and I couldn't be more grateful, more appreciative. And that same gratitude and congratulations extends to all of our departments. I mean, our public works departments are doing a phenomenal job. The fire department responds to over 1,300 call-outs a year. If you just think about this, at least three a day on the average is just a phenomenal amount for a small community. So every department is doing a really, really good job. So I just wanted one quick note on the manager too, is that, you know, we have these meetings and we went half an hour into this one and it's probably gone through very, very smoothly thanks to the work behind the scenes by the clerk, but that I do know for a fact that there's so many items on the managers and the assistant and deputy managers' plate right now. As Mr. Walker mentioned, there's the upgrades to the sewer treatment plant. We're working on the modifications to the ice rink. We're looking at the location for a firehouse. There's just so many big, big projects looking at working on improvements to the harbor, which is a multi-million dollar facility. There's so many things going on in the background that, that aren't always obvious to everybody, but I just want to assure the folks that live in Kodiak that the city is being well managed by the people we pay to do the job, and I couldn't be more proud of them. Finally, several of us will be going down to Alaska Municipal League next week, and we'll be gone for 3 days and be back. So we'll look for, hopefully we can get into Juneau and get out of Juneau on time. And that's what I have to say on that. So the next item is audience comments. So comments will be limited again to 3 minutes. So if there's anyone, audience wishing to speak, please come forward, sign in, and state your name. And again, our phones are still down, so this will be the last opportunity. Okay, seeing none. The only item left is under executive session is a discussion with the city attorney about the city of Kodiak, Ocean Beauty lease agreement, post-termination issues. May I have a motion to enter into executive session? Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Move to enter into an executive session pursuant to Kodiak City Code 2.04.100B1 and C to discuss legal matters, the immediate knowledge of which may clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the city.
Second.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. So I'll now recess the regular meeting and the council will enter into executive session with the city attorney, the city manager, and clerk's office staff are invited to the executive session. The council discussed the city of Kodiak, Ocean Beauty lease agreement, post-termination issues, and no action was taken in executive session other than to provide direction to the manager and attorney. So may I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam.
Thank you, Mr.
Deputy Mayor.
Move to your former council member.
Second.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.